Raja Bihari
Jaya Rama Rama Kunjabi Hari
Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana
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 Yamuna Tira Bonachari
Yamuna Tira Bonachari
Yamuna Tira Bonachari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribhajakacharya Stodra Satasri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai
ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Prem Sukho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Mayapur Dham Ki
Jai
Jagannath Puri Dham Ki
Jai
Yamuna Mai Ki
Jai
Ganga Mai Ki
Jai
Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai
Bhakti Devi Ki
Jai
Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai
Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschitade Satarane All living beings have a desire for pleasure. In this material world, man is after a woman, the woman is after a man. And this exists because it exists in the Absolute Truth. As Vedanta Sutra says, Janmajya Sataha, everything comes from the Absolute Truth. So that means Krishna also has a desire for pleasure. But when Krishna wants to experience pleasure, it's not the way we want to do it. We experience pleasure in material sense gratification. And Krishna experiences pleasure spiritually, transcendentally. So he expands himself into his pleasure potency called Ladini Shakti, to experience pleasure. That is Srimati Radharani. Krishna has three internal energies. They're called Sandini, Chit Shakti, and Ladini Shakti. The Sandini potency is his potency of sustenance, his existence. Everything in the spiritual world, all his paraphernalia, is maintained by his Sandini potency. His Chit potency means knowledge. And the knowledge that is the only knowledge is knowledge of God. So by the Chit potency we can know God. And the Ladini potency, as I said, is Krishna's pleasure potency, which he extends to the devotees also. and we can exchange with Krishna through this method. So we say when Krishna wanted to enjoy, he expanded himself as Radharani, but actually there is no date of origin of when he expanded himself as Radharani. It's an eternal relationship. A good way to understand Radharani is to understand the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance in the world. And it's a good way to understand Lord Chaitanya also. It said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. Lord Chaitanya is none other than the combination of Radha and Krishna. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, third chapter, the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance are given. And they tell us a lot about Srimati Radharani. Krishna's first reason for descending in this form was he wanted to know the situation of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the prime reciprocator in the transcendental loving dealings between them, between all the devotees. She's the prime. And so her love for Krishna is even greater than his love for her. So he wanted to know her situation, which he couldn't understand as the male subject of her love. He's the subject and she's the object. So the subject took the position of the object of love, and that was Lord Chaitanya. The second confidential reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance is is to understand what Radharani sees in him. What is his attraction to her? There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that once Krishna saw his own reflection in a pillar in Dwarka, and he was enchanted by his form. But he cannot really take that position of understanding his attractive nature. Because he's the male. So in order to understand how he's so attractive, he took the position of Radharani because she's so attracted to him. Then he could experience what is so attractive about Krishna. The third reason that he appeared as Lord Chaitanya is to know the bliss of Radharani. Again, they both experience bliss, but her ananda is a million times greater than his. So in order to experience the bliss of Radharani, he took the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, but in the mood and golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. So knowing these three confidential reasons of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and knowing about Lord Chaitanya's esoteric meaning, helps us to understand Radharani. Radha and Krishna have many pastimes in Vrindavan, and they're described in Srimad Bhagavatam even though her name is mentioned or alluded to only once. But the Acharyas have identified her as the chief gopi in many different passages. Actually, there are many, many gopis and many female counterparts of Krishna, but they're all expansions of Radharani. Just as Krishna is the source of all the avatars, Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam, so Radharani is the source of all the female counterparts, the Lakshmis, or goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha, are her plenary parts. The queens of Dwarka are her, are reflections of her image, and the damsels of Brajabhumi are her direct bodily expansions. So even when we hear of many gopis, they're all expansions of Radharani just to increase Krishna's pleasure. So in Vrindavan there are many pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. The chief pastime is the rasa dance, in which Krishna enjoys with many gopis, positioning himself between two gopis, hand to hand, and dancing in a circle or mandala. But even there, Srimati Radharani is the prime object of the rasa dance, and when she became jealous that there were so many gopis there and she wasn't getting Krishna's full attention and she left the rasa dance, then Krishna felt no pleasure and he also left the rasa dance to seek her out, and then the gopis went in search of Radha and Krishna and saw their footprints, and saw that they were having pastimes together. The rasa dance is supposed to last the duration of a day of Brahma. So that's the most exalted pastime of Vrindavan Leela, Madhurya Leela. But there are many others. Sometimes Radha and Krishna like to enjoy on a swing, and they're pushed by the gopis. The swing is decorated with flowers. In the Vaishnava temples, the Archavigraha of Radha Krishna is decorated on the season called Julan Yatra, and the devotees get a chance to swing Radha and Krishna in facsimile of that actual pastime. They have pastimes of playing in the water, in the Yamuna, squirting water at each other and playing, wetting each other's bodies. They have pastimes in the kunjas, or the bowers of flowers. These are very confidential and they're guarded by the Radharani's sakis and gopi manjaris, so there'll be no intruders. They have teasing pastimes with the gopis, the cowherd boys, who sometimes set up a toll gate known as Dana Kali Leela, and they stop the gopis from passing there, and they want to collect a tax based on the beauty of their body. They want to tax them for their different bodily features, and the gopis get very upset and harassed by Krishna and his cowherd boys. But it's just all play. They're just young boys and girls. Sometimes Krishna accuses Radharani of stealing his flowers. She collects flowers and picks them from Vrindavan gardens, and he comes and stops her with the cowherd boys, and a big argument ensues. Radharani says, "I'm not stealing the flowers, I'm the proprietor of Vrindavan." And logical and scriptural argument ensues as to who is the actual proprietor of Vrindavan. The gopis quote that in the Vedic scriptures, Radharani is called Vrindavaneshwari, the controller of Vrindavan. And so she's actually the proprietor. She's not stealing flowers. And this goes on in a very intricate way. They argue back and forth. So they have pastimes in the day and pastimes in the night. Krishna goes to sleep at night, but then he gets up without anybody knowing it, and he goes to the kunjas and he meets with Radharani. She goes to see him on a moonlit night. She dresses all in white so she won't be seen. In a dark moon night, she dresses in dark colors. If by chance she goes to the kunj and Krishna doesn't show up for the rendezvous, she becomes very unhappy and very angry with Krishna. Sometimes he even goes and has a rendezvous with another gopi. And when Radharani gets this news, she displays her mana, or her transcendental anger towards Krishna. And when Krishna goes to see her again, she won't see him, and the other, and Lalita and Vishakha prevent him from seeing. Don't let that black boy come in here. This is in the meaning of the words in the last prayer, the Shikshastakam. You may handle me roughly in your embrace or desert me, you are debauch, but still I love you unconditionally. But sometimes she hides that unconditional love and shows her anger, and Krishna has to take off his crown and put down his flute and beg forgiveness from Radharani. But of all her pastimes, her most intense pastimes are the ones of separation from Krishna, especially when Krishna leaves for Mathura with Akrura. The gopis weren't even informed about it, and when they saw him getting on the chariot with Balaram, their shock put them into altered bodily and mental consciousness. Some of the gopis turned black, some of them fainted, they all cried, some of them tried to stop the horses. And Krishna said, "Don't worry, I'll be back." But they didn't trust in his words. But actually, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He always remains there in his bhava expansion, or in feelings of separation, by which Radharani and the gopis feel Krishna's presence just as much as if he were there present. Those two states are known as sambhoga, union, and viparlambra, separation. And the viparlambra bhav, Radharani suffers greatly, but she has visions called spurti, like dreams, but they're not really dreams. She sees Krishna and she's with Krishna, but then he's gone. And all the Leela places, they seem deserted now. And in a very negative mood, all of Vrindavan seems to wither up in Krishna's absence. But actually, Krishna reveals later in Srimad Bhagavatam that he left the gopis and his mother and father just to increase their transcendental love for him in separation. But this mood is her most intense mood. There's a pastime called Radharani's Talking to the Bumblebee, and Krishna Kripa wrote a poem, a rhyming poem about this that we posted today on our website. You can see it. It's very nice. He just put Prabhupada's Krishna book into a verse. So this occurred when Krishna, feeling separation from the gopis and living in Dwarka, sent his confidential servant Uddhava to deliver a message that he wrote. So all the gopis, they were very attracted to Uddhava because he looks just like Krishna, and they all gathered around him and sat down, and he read the letter. It was a very philosophical letter, saying that he's not separate from the gopis because he's everything. And if they just realize it, he's with them. Actually, it wasn't very satisfactory to the gopis. They didn't want philosophy of separation. They wanted Krishna there, present. But Uddhava was so much like Krishna that he did give solace to the gopis. And he instructed them. He was amazed at their devotion to Krishna. But he instructed them to meditate on the pastimes of Krishna and ease their hearts. But when he came and was reading the letter, Radharani didn't stand and listen. She stood apart and became preoccupied with a bumblebee that was hovering around her feet. And in madness, called Dibyanmada, she began to address this bee. She said to the bee, "You're an unfaithful servant of a cheating master. Get away from my feet." Don't come near me. I see on your mustache that you have red kumkum that came from a garland that some other gopi was wearing, and Krishna, or some lady in Mathura, that Krishna embraced. Krishna is so notorious, even in his previous incarnations, he was not a good man. He acted like a coward in the incarnation of Rama and killed the demon Vali by shooting him from behind. And he took everything from Bali Maharaj, who gave him charity, and left him with nothing. Krishna is like a man. But she gave comparisons that just like a teacher and a student have a relationship for a certain amount of time, but when the semester is over, the relationship is over. Krishna is just interested in, like a bee, taking honey from a flower and then leaving it. The relationship of a prostitute and a customer is like that. After the encounter and the payment, there's no relationship anymore. So Krishna is like that. He comes and enjoys us gopis, and then he leaves. So she said all these insulting, angry words about Krishna to the bee, and then the bee flew away. All this was imagined, of course. It was just an ordinary bee. It wasn't a messenger from Krishna. But the bee flew away, and Radharani thought the bee was going back to Krishna to tell him all the bad things she said. So she repented and felt very sorry. Now Krishna's going to be very upset. I wish I hadn't said all those things. And then the bee came back again. And she said to the bee, "Oh, please, don't tell those things to Krishna. I don't care whether he enjoys with other women or if he comes back or not. Just let him be happy." But this was brought on, this hallucinatory state, by her feeling of separation from Krishna. There's a poem by Rupa Goswami called the Hamsaduta, or the Swan Messenger. It was written, Rupa Goswami, in which Lalita is tending to Radharani. She has a fever, and she's lying down, and she's perspiring, and she's almost ready to give up her life in separation from Krishna. So Lalita goes out to find some water, and she sees this swan, and she begins talking to the swan and says, Why don't you please fly to Dwarka and give a message to Krishna? You'll fly over the scenery of Vrindavan and see the beautiful scenery. Then you'll fly to the palace of Dwarka, which is so opulent. And there you'll see Krishna amidst all his relatives and associates like Uddhava. Please deliver this message to him. Tell him that Radharani is dying and he should not be so cruel. He should come back. So this describes the physical state she was in. She became very emaciated and lost her luster in separation from Krishna. So the separation is the practice of the six Goswamis also. They never said that they were seeing Krishna in their bhajan, but they were always seeking Krishna. And that was their mood. I have posted today on my website a lecture that I gave on Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Radharani. And you can go and look at it. But I want to read some quotes from it that are quotes from Prabhupada's lectures and books. Prabhupada put knowledge of Radharani in the very first books that he translated in America. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, 1967, Krishna Book, 1968, and Nectar of Devotion in 1969. In the Nectar of Devotion, under the category of attracting Krishna, the characteristics of pure devotional service, Prabhupada explained the principle of approaching Krishna through Radha. And here's the quote. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And the devotees of Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. Prabhupada made a remark that Radharani is soft and kind and Krishna is hard, and that's why on Radhastami we fast only until noon, and on Janmastami we have to fast until midnight. So this is corroborated in a statement he made in Nectar Devotion under Krishna's quality of compassionate. He says in NOD, instead of offering our obeisances to Krishna, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. This essay emphasizes that Prabhupada talked mostly about Krishna, not about Radharani, and he was very grave about talking about Radharani for reasons that will be revealed in some of these quotes. But he did very much reveal the essence of Srimati Radharani worship and recommend it. So in this essay I confined myself to references just by Prabhupada and found so many things. Prabhupada sometimes described Radharani as Krishna's tender-hearted feminine counterpart. And for praying to Radharani, the easiest way is to address her in Hare Krishna mantra, which is made of names of Radha and Krishna. O energy of the Lord, Hara, O Lord, please engage me in your service. One reason Prabhupada was reserved was that we were such neophytes. Also, Prabhupada was preaching in the West, and it is the nature of materialistic persons outside of Vedic culture to take Radha Krishna affairs as ordinary sex affairs. Prabhupada explained this with the example of a cow who experienced fire in the barn. Once there was a fire in a barn, and the cow became so frightened that thereafter, whenever she saw the color red, she panicked. In a similar way, conditioned souls are so traumatized or addicted to sex pleasure that as soon as they see a picture of Krishna embracing Radha, they think, yes, that's the same as what I feel for my girlfriend. And quoting from a lecture Prabhupada gave in 1968 in Montreal, he said, so in this Vidhi Marg, when you have no love for God or Krishna, you have to follow the regular principles and automatically there is practice. When practicing, just like you practice this madranga playing, in the beginning it is not in order, but when you become well-versed in the practice, the sound will become so nice. Similarly, when we are engaged by regulative principles in the worship of Radha Krishna, that is called Vidhi Marg. And actually, when you are on the love platform, that is called Raga Marg. So without Vidhi Marg, if anyone wants to learn the Raga Marg immediately, that is foolishness. That is foolishness. Nobody can pass MA examination without going through the regulative principles or primary schools and colleges. So therefore, I do not indulge in the discussions of Radha and Krishna so easily. Rather, go on with the regulative principle at the present moment. Gradually, as you become purified, as you become on the transcendental platform, you will understand what is Krishna. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. If we want to understand Radha Krishna very quickly, then there will be so many Prakriti Sahajiyas. In India, there are Prakriti Sahajiyas, just like Radha Krishna dancing. Radha Krishna has become a plaything. The painting, Radha Krishna, Krishna's kissing Radha, Radha's kissing, these are all nonsense. Radha Krishna philosophy has to be understood by the liberated person, not by the conditioned soul. So we shall await for the fortunate moment when we are liberated. Then we shall understand Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. Another indication of Prabhupada's personal deep affection for Srimati Radharani was that he would always begin his lecture by singing Jai Radha Madhava. We don't find that other Gaudiya Vaishnavas begin their lectures by singing this song as a regulative principle, but Prabhupada always did it, and sometimes he would fall into deep ecstasies and not be able to speak. We also know that Prabhupada's father prayed that he could please become a devotee of Srimati Radharani. And when Prabhupada was on the boat to America, he wrote a poem in which he said, my dear brothers, you cannot get success in Krishna consciousness unless you worship Srimati Radharani. Here's a quote from a 1969 Radhastami lecture where Prabhupada quoted this, the song, Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalita He Nanda Suno Kruta. It expresses the separation of Radharani from Krishna. Where, Radharani, are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna? Where are you all? They were searching after. They never said, I've seen Krishna dancing with the gopis. Last night I saw. This is Sahajiya. They take everything very cheap. They take Krishna very cheap and Radharani very cheap, as if they can see every night. No, the Goswamis don't teach us like that. They are searching after. In the Krishna book, Prabhupada also recommends to the devotees the mode of serving Radharani in separation. He says that the six Goswamis were in this mood, and so was Lord Chaitanya. Here's a quote from Krishna book. He was in the role of Radharani, feeling separation of Krishna. Those who are in the disciplic succession of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should also feel the separation of Krishna, worshipping his transcendental form and discussing his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, entourage, and association. The spiritual masters should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Just a couple more. One statement appears in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where he is discussing the feelings of separation felt by the members of the Yadu dynasty for Krishna. The feelings of separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only. After his separation from Vrindavan and the innocent rural cowherd boys, girls, ladies, and others, they all felt shock through their lives, and the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. Once they met at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, and the feeling which was expressed by them is heart-rending. Then from the Chaitanya Charitamrita in a purport, Prabhupada says, Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and that Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid, but Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Madhyalila, purport. So we like to hear of Srimati Radharani from Srila Prabhupada. It is safe and the most expert way, because as Srila Prabhupada writes, the spiritual master is always considered one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.